Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ramon Rabe on the show, back on the show. He's a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He is a serial entrepreneur. He's a globally recognized expert on small business, editor and founder of Smart Hustle Magazine, the author of several books. And I brought them all in here in a wheelbarrow. The Celebrity CEO is one of them. The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing is another one. And he is our good friend, Ramon Rabe. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me, man. It's always good to be back on your show and share with your audience and hear your wisdom and hang out with you. So thank you for seeing value in your guest. I love coming on beforehand and hearing your guest. They're powerful. I usually learn from them in a few snippets of conversation when I don't listen to the whole show, when I don't have to do that. But great show. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Hey, Ramon, when back in the late 90s, we were getting this crazy thing we got here off the ground. In fact, next week is 22 years. Back in 1999, probably a year after we've been in business a year or so, I'd learned that the portal wars. This is back when it was still we were just learning about what a portal was, and I imagined that I would be a portal, but I didn't know what a portal was. It turns out a portal is Google and Amazon, and they're the portals. And AOL, those were portals. Yeah. And I said, wait a minute. I told my folks here, I said, you know, we don't have the money nor the desire to be a portal in the true current definition of a portal. And so I said, the portal war is over and we lost. And I said to them, but I believe content will always be king. We know how to create content. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing ever since. That's what you've done. But now, today, we're awash in content. We were right about that, right, Ramon? But we're awash in content. That's the good news and the bad news, isn't it?
For sure. And I think the good news, you've given the bad news part. I mean, the good news is that today, Jim, there's probably thousands of people on the phone right now talking about how to use Twitter, how to use content. So my point being, Jim Blasingame has the Jim Blasingame Small Business Advocate community. In Iran, in South Africa, in Ghana, all over the world, there are communities like this. And I think that's the benefit of it, that the law firm in Florida, the accountant in Oregon, they don't have to know everybody. They just have to provide value and educate their audience.
What you just said is the key, and I mean the golden key, to success on Main Street. You don't, as a small business, you do not have to conquer the world, do you? But you have to build your community. Tell us about it.
Right. I was going to say, when I get frustrated in that, Jim, I was talking to somebody, a mutual friend of ours we know, and he was telling me, not the one you're thinking of, Jim, he was telling me that, Ramon, what game are you playing? Because sometimes, Jim, I get caught up in looking at others. Maybe it's your Sunday, I think it comes out Sunday email newsletter. It's other peers of mine in the industry. But I have to remind myself, I'm Ramon. I have to do what the talents that God's given me.
That's right.
And feed my community.
And you know what else, Ramon? What makes you happy?
Yeah.
Isn't that the fundamental thing? What makes us happy? Now, what makes me happy and what makes you happy is helping other people.
Correct.
But if all that results in us not being happy, then that's not good.
Correct.
And I really think everybody should be like water. We should seek our own level. But I do believe that whether it be you as a thought leader, or Billy Joe Bob as a Main Street vendor of some kind, you still have to create content. You still have to be relevant with content for that community you were talking about. What do you think?
No, it's for sure, and I think, Jim, you had a great point. What makes you happy? Because if you don't combine the two, if you're trying to be, for example, when I help small business owners, they say, Ramon, I don't know if I can be like you and do 10 videos a day. You shouldn't, because you'll be miserable. That makes me happy. I love sharing with people. I just came from the gym, or I'm shopping with my wife. That's me. But I think you have to share, but in the context of what you can do and providing value you can. Because the moment, Jim, you try to look at somebody else, you try to get out of your lane. Now, having said that, Jim, let me know if you agree with this. I think you do need to stretch yourself a bit. I think those who are nervous about going on video or audio podcast, as you're doing with radio, I think you should try that. Stretch yourself.
Yep.
That,
there's no question about it.
Different.
Well, see, I was talking about doing videos and audio content for regular small businesses back when it was hard to get it up on your website. Today, it's easy peasy.
Forget about
There's
it.
There's no excuse.
There's embed codes and everything.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Ramon Ray. Ramon, I need your website, please.
RamonRay.com and SmartHustle.com.
All right, so check those out. Ramon and I will be right back. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.